Standing in a clump beside the stranded vessel were a half dozen or so Coast Guard and National Seashore officials. They were speculating idly about why the ship had stranded, the way any group of guys will gather around a stalled car or a lawnmower, sharing theories about what had gone wrong. One of the seashore officials told me that the boat was the Miss Megan out of New Bedford. I was tempted to ask if the rescuing tugboat was the Prince Harry, but I didn't. A Coast Guardsman said they were there to make sure there were no oil leaks from the boat. There didn't appear to be any. The ship, he said, had harvested nearly a full load of sea clams. The captain had decided to make one more run before heading home, but their nets got entangled in some abandoned net gear. In the tumbling surf, I could see a thick green hawser, a heavy rope, running in a parabolic curve from the fishing boat out toward the tug. There was a young man in his 20s taking off a wetsuit. He told us that he had paddled out to the tugboat, where he took one end of the hawser and then paddled back to the beach, where it was attached to the stern of the fishing boat. It seemed not only a remarkably bold feat, but a notably non-technological one. It was now 4:30, and the light was beginning to go. One of the crew estimated it would be another hour before they could refloat the vessel, so we turned and, with most of the other spectators, headed back to the parking lot. In retrospect, the most remarkable thing about the event was how unremarkable it was regarded, especially by the media. The next edition of our local weekly newspaper contained no mention of it. The New Bedford radio station, WBSM, treated it whimsically, headlining their story, "Fishing Vessel Found Taking a Vacation on Cape Cod Beach." Postings on the internet were few and short. No doubt, some of the lack of media coverage was due to the fact that no lives were lost, and there was no apparent environmental damage. In other words, the event, however visually dramatic, seemed to have little human significance. Yet those of us who had made the trek out to the stranded vessel had the sense not only that we had witnessed something fundamental to the history of the Cape, but had been granted that rare experience of standing safely at the edge of the universe's primal forces, or, as Kathy more succinctly put it, we love the things that can't quite hurt us.